Well, hello, hello, hello. Hello, family.
Hello.
We're so excited. Now, watch what we do now. The half hour is about discipleship. It's about the love affair, the eternal love affair. We're introducing you to, all right? Discipleship is about the love affair. The love affair with Jesus is an eternal love affair. All right, so watch this now. Family, see what I call you? Family. This ain't just some get together. This is family getting together. And I believe we're going to get together from around the world and catch the Father's heart about who you are in Jesus and begin to enjoy. Let us lay this foundation now. One of the most aggressive things you can be is a disciple. But we're going to show you the key to discipleship today and show you how it works. All right? This half hour is going to be showing you the key. And the key is so crucial because the key becomes a lifestyle. Let's go about scriptures again. So 1 John 4, 16 to 19. You going to agree first? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time we get together, we're going to agree. I've got a private class with one of my granddaughters, and I missed it last Sunday. And she put me in check. She said, Granddaddy, we didn't agree yet.
Papa,
we didn't agree. I said, well, excuse me. So family, let's agree. Say, Father.
Father.
I am so excited.
I am so excited.
I already know. My future is bright. As a disciple. I'm ready.
To
discover.
My
sonship.
In
Jesus'
name.
It's all about sonship. Remember that.
Amen.
Jesus was a disciple before he became a son.
Yes.
Watch what the scriptures say about him, sugar. Hebrews 5 and 8 say Jesus learned how to obey by the things he suffered by. Watch it. By his choice when he was tempted. So let's see 1 John 4:16 and 19.
1 John 4:16 through 19 says, and we know, understand, recognize, are conscious of by observation, by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love. And he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God. And God dwells and continues in him. We're going to
19.
In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. We love him because he first loved us.
Now listen to Galatians 5:16. Now you saw what he said. Can you see setting up this love affair now? Setting up the love affair now is about him. 19 is the key to discipleship. Verse 19 says, you can't love him until you let him love you. You can't love him until you let him love you. He got to love you first. But now, let's look at Galatians 5 and 6 and watch what it does.
For if we are in Christ, Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love.
Let's put these next two out there and start the discussion, what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua 1 and 8. Family, listen to this verse now. This is the key to success. Then I'm going to show you how you get there, all right? Joshua 1 and 8 says this. This book of the law, watch this, the New Testament now, is about the love affair. Joshua is under a different law than you. All right? We're under the law of love. So let's do it like that. This book of the law about the love affair. Shall not depart out of your mouth, the love affair in your mouth. But you shall, meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in this law about the love affair. Then you shall, not maybe, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely, and have good success. Watch this now. Romans 12. Watch this verse. It is so awesome. In the love affair, he wants all of you. Right? In the love affair now, he wants all of you. He really don't want a part of you. He gave you all of him, so he wants you to enjoy all of him. Watch what it says in Romans 2. Now, I might reference 1 and 3. Romans 2 is what counts, though. Romans 12 and 2 now says this. It's a sandwich. Look at this now. It's a sandwich, sugar. They're talking about presenting your body, and you got to measure faith. Now, one talk about presenting your body. All right. Okay. Three say you got to measure faith. But two is the key. Watch what it's saying two now. Do not be conformed to the natural. Do not be conformed to the natural, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, supernatural customs. But be transformed, changed by the entire renewing of your mind. By your mind's new ideals, your mind's new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of your Heavenly Father. Even a thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Back in Joshua 1:8. Meditation is the key in discipleship now. If you begin to do with us every Wednesday, get a nugget from the Holy Ghost, all right, and in the love affair, begin to rehearse your future. Watch what meditation does. Meditation begins to bring your future into your present. Meditation begins to bring your future into your presence. Watch what happens now. The Lord will give you a word. He'll give you a word about what He already has done. All right, and you'll begin to meditate. All right? Meditation is the most aggressive thing you can do in the love affair. Because what meditation does now, it gives you the supernatural to go against the natural. Let's use an example today. You sick. You got a war going on in your body. That's natural. Meditation, supernatural. You begin to attack your body. Listen to me. You begin to attack your body because it's a fact you're sick. But you begin to attack your body with the truth. Meditation now is the truth. Watch truth. Jesus said, by His stripes you healed.
Yes.
Now you're going to agree with what Jesus did for you, the fight you in your body. Most people now agree with their body. And if you agree with your body, it's progressively getting worse. But if you start to meditate, watch this now. When you start to meditate now, watch it, you're aggressive because meditation gives you truth, and truth is what Jesus has already done. Not going to do. Truth is what Jesus has already done. Watch the word say. Truth will make you free. Meditation will make you free. Because meditation is supernatural. You use supernatural words to change natural facts. What you got?
You know, a lot of times, back in when I was younger, and you would think about something, and sometimes we called it daydreaming. but your mind was on one thing.
All right.
But now we have we realize that we have a choice of what to make that one thing is that we're meditating on. And we can either meditate on the fact, like Apostle said, or we can meditate on the truth in the process of the fact. Because we're not negating that you're in a fight, that your body is in pain. We're not negating that. But we are coming against that fact with the truth. This morning we were looking at some teaching, and the lady said that for years she smoked, and she wanted to stop smoking. So she kept saying, I'm not a smoker. Even when she was lighting up, riding down the street, it was a fact that she was a smoker. But she kept saying the truth about it, which is, I don't smoke anymore. And whatever you spend the most of your time on is what you'll end up believing.
That is so true.
If you keep saying the facts, that's what you're going to end up believing all the time. But if you start believing the truth, it can cause the facts to change.
Watch what happens, congregation. Watch what happens, family. If you put the truth in your mind aggressively and begin to constantly say, I believe I'm healed in Jesus' name. I believe I'm healed. Watch what happens now. Your body is listening. Your body is responding to your spirit, man. Remember, your spirit is supposed to control you from the inside out. Your soul tells you from the outside in. So when you begin to meditate, you begin to use the truth of the Father's word in the love of faith. Remember, love may faith work. Now, what is meditation, though? Meditation is what he told you. Faith is the substance. The word is the substance of what you're excited about. You remember Hebrews 11? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, right?
Yes.
The word is the substance. What makes you excited? All right, the child for Christmas. Know they're going to get a Bible.
Right.
They're excited because they've already got a word.
From their parents.
They got a word from their parents. You're going to get a Bible. So my faith is what they told me.
Right.
My hope is I'm excited because I don't believe they lie.
Right.
Now watch this. My body's saying something. My spirit is saying something else. So who? I'm going to hook up now with my spirit. Now, let me show you how you know who you hooked up with. If you hooked up with your body, all you talk about and think about is being sick. If you hooked up with your body now, all you talk about and think about is being sick. I challenge people all the time. Now, a lot of times, people say, you mean. I say, no. I say, I walk in truth. And when you walk in truth, your lifestyle is different. So it's contrary to the natural. I'm talking to a person, all they want to talk to me about being sick, I say, I really don't want to talk to you about being sick. I want to talk to you about what Jesus did for you.
I'm talking about
my body. I say, I understand what you're doing, but I want to talk to you about what Jesus did for you.
Amen.
And if you put in your mind what Jesus did for you, he done paid for you to overcome that diabetes. He done paid for you to overcome the heart. He done paid for you to overcome the cancer. Jesus already paid for all of that now. But the only way to overcome it is be aggressive in meditation. Because watch what meditation does, though. Meditation sanctifies your imagination. You stop imagining yourself. You stop, you stop listening to the devil telling you know you're going to die.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to stop. You're going to die. You, the doctor told you you ain't got but 6 months to live. So won't you get ready to die? No. Meditation. I got a word from the Lord. Say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Right.
Watch this. Your victory has to be in your mouth. Your victory has to be in your mouth. All right? It's got to be in your mouth. What you say?
We have to realize also that our confessions about what's going on in our bodies don't just affect us. Because we are a part of the body of Christ, it affects the body of Christ.
Okay.
Because our confession can affect somebody else.
Hmm.
If they hear me saying negative confessions all the time,
mm-hmm.
they'll end up saying negative confessions all the time.
Yeah.
So because I am a part of the body of Christ, even this morning in our devotion, we talked about the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that each piece mm-hmm.
is a whole.
And as a whole, it fits in the body where the Lord has placed it. Now, we have a responsibility even in our place. So even if I am an arm, and I know the arm hurts, I know the arm affects the rest of the body.
Okay.
But what the arm is saying also affects the rest of the body.
Okay.
If the arm is not concerned about it hurting, but the arm is more focused on, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, then that's the same confession that every other part of the body will have then, and even when the enemy tries to attack them, because they saw how one part of the body spoke truth instead of fact, when and if an attack comes against them, they have an actual picture of what speaking the truth over the facts looks like and what the results will be.
Let me break that down.
Okay.
If you're in a good fight,
mm-hmm.
ask the Lord who to get to agree with you. Don't tell everybody.
Mm-mm.
See what I'm talking about? If you're in a good fight, if you're in a fight for your life, you're in a fight for your health, let the Holy Spirit show you somebody now that you can go to and say, this is what the Lord told me about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me you can agree with me.
Hmm?
Just say me and you. Some come up.
Mm-hmm.
I say, baby, this is what the Lord said. You say, well, I agree with the Lord then. Now, it's three
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, no. It's three of us.
Yes.
In a threefold cord. Can't mess with it.
That's right.
Right, so in my meditation now, mm-hmm. I'm already in agreement with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wait. I'm in agreement with Jesus
mm-hmm.
of this, his body.
Mm-hmm.
So he helping me fight.
Right.
Uh-oh, I'm in agreement with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hmm? He in me. So he helping me fight.
He doing
and then
fight.
You on my
right.
side. Uh-huh. We decreeing and declaring.
Right.
Can you see how aggressive meditation
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be?
Mm-hmm. And we don't even have to be in each other's presence to do the fighting.
No.
If I'm at home
right.
or if I'm doing someplace mm-hmm. and it comes across my mind.
There you go.
I pray about that in the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And with you and being in a fight,
okay.
even if you're not near me,
mm-hmm.
we still have Jesus and the Holy Spirit
the
interceding for us.
All
it's always good
yeah.
to have someone on earth that you can stand in agreement, because the Bible says, where two or three are mm-hmm. in agreement. If
mm-hmm.
No, it says mm-hmm. that if any two of you mm-hmm. touching and agreeing,
okay.
he's in the midst of it.
Look at that. Think about that now. Jesus, the Holy Ghost in you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else.
Coming along.
But being aggressive
mm-hmm.
in your meditation, let me show you what the attack. The attack is against your soul.
Mm-hmm.
The attack is against the natural.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy
mm-hmm.
can't do that unless you mess with your will, mind, and emotion. And you get to them through your ears.
Mm-hmm.
He'll start talking to you about how sick you are, about how bad you feel. Watch it. Then he'll bring somebody.
Mm-hmm.
For you to agree with on how bad you feel. Right? Look, can you see the trick now?
Because that works both ways.
Well, we know it. That's why
it's
this
a
is
principle.
So good.
Uh-huh.
It gonna work because you got agreement.
Right, right.
You
right.
agreeing with the flesh. You agreeing
mm-hmm.
on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil has an opportunity now to continue to perpetuate that feeling and then multiply.
Right.
All right. But mm-hmm. if I'm meditating, if I'm meditating and the word of truth is in my mouth,
mm-hmm.
all right, I am aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not passive. Meditation makes you aggressive because in your imagination you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the example about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The little boy, go tell everybody. My daddy say he's going to get me a bicycle.
That's right.
And they say, your dad ain't going to get you. Watch it. He said, what'd you say?
Oh, them fighting words. What'd you say? Now.
My daddy don't lie. Uh-oh, no. Nah. Mm-hmm. My daddy said he going to get me a bicycle. I don't care what you believe.
That's right.
I tell you what. Mm-hmm. When I get my bicycle.
For Christmas.
You ain't going to ride. I was going to let you ride.
And you know, too, reason that he has such confidence in his daddy is that his daddy has done it before. Because his daddy has done it before, he has faith in what his father has told him. And if he did it before, he's going to do it again.
Can you see that?
And I believe him to the point where I'm willing to fight over what he said.
Yeah. The good fight of faith has to be in your mouth.
That's right.
The good fight of faith now is an aggressive statement from you about what Jesus has done for you. Let me do that again. Mm-hmm. The good fight of faith is an aggressive statement, a declaration, not a prayer. I'm talking about prayer now. So you've already got you prayed to get an answer.
Right.
You already got the answer. You don't need to pray no more. Once you get the answer, you begin to decree and declare. Remember the word say, you can decree a thing, and it shall be happened.
And it shall, right.
And the light, what is that? I already got my answer. Mm-hmm. The answer is by his stripes I'm healed.
Yes, it is.
So I got to pray that. Mm-hmm. I got to decree and declare.
And that's the word.
Oh, my. I'm decreeing the word. The word says, right. Jesus, my body belongs to you. You paid for my body. My body got to come to order because it's paid for by your stripes. Body, I speak to you in Jesus' name. I'm speaking the truth now. Body, no pain, I command you to leave.
And the body say, word says that our bodies have been bought with a price.
Come on now.
So it don't belong to us anymore. So whatever jurisdiction, whatever authority you're under, that's what you say. Because the word says that we have been bought with the price, we've been purchased by the blood of Jesus, then the authority, the kingdomship that we're under says that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed.
Look at this thing. It's illegal for you to be sick.
It's illegal.
Did you have family? It's illegal for you to be sick. My goodness. Can you see how aggressive we can be? Say, wait a minute, body. You got to come to order because Jesus paid for you. Watch, and he in you. When I got saved, when I got born again, Jesus came to live in me. He ain't in heaven. He in me. The Holy Ghost in me. All right? And they on my side.
Let me tell you this thought I just had in my mind.
Mess me
up,
girl. Now,
this is just a little chuckle.
Come on.
But, you know, when we get saved and the Holy Spirit come and live on the inside of us, and when he get on the inside of us and look around and he said, my goodness, what in the world was going on in here before I got here? I got some work to do.
Look at the
but it's his pleasure to come in and do whatever work it takes for us to walk as children of God.
He was sent.
Yes, he was.
To introduce us to the new man.
Right.
He was sent to his purpose in the earth. A lot of times I hear people say, it's your responsibility. I say, no, it's not. I say, what you mean? I say, what you're responsible for is to respond to him.
Right.
It's his ability. Faith is his ability in you to do his will.
Right.
And his will is to make Jesus look good in your body, family. The Holy Spirit came to make Jesus look good in you. That's what comes 1 John 4:17 says, as Jesus is. How to talk. As Jesus is, not maybe, not might, not going to be. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. In the fight of faith, I believe that about me.
And when I let Jesus be Jesus and portray himself in me.
By the Holy Ghost. Come
right,
on.
That's evangelism. When they come to you and say, well, what is it about you? What happened to you? I remember when. And it's Jesus.
Jesus. Now, see, watch this now. When we think about how powerful meditation is, because it's a supreme act of faith.
Yes.
Meditation is the supreme act of faith, because when I'm meditating, watch this now, not every once in a while. I'm constantly calling those things that be not.
Right.
I'm constantly calling those things that be not as though they were. So when I understand meditation, I understand the aggressiveness in my love affair, of love making faith work now.
And you know, you meditate on those things, like the word says, whatsoever is good and whatsoever is true.
Lovely.
Lovely. That's what you meditate on. That's what you think on. Because you don't think on things that are bad or things that bring you pain. I don't think on and meditate on the snake that I found under my pillow at Girl Scout camp. Okay. And my daddy had to come get me. I don't meditate on that.
All right.
No. In fact, the Lord must have just brought it by as an example, because I don't meditate on that. But now I meditate on the things that the Father has done for me. I meditate on when they called him and told him to come get me because I refused to stay there. I meditate on the truth that my daddy loved me, that he was willing to drive 25 miles to come get me in the middle of the day when he didn't know he had to do it. But the love that he had for me, that's what I meditate on. I don't meditate on what made him have to come get me, but I meditate on his love for me, that he came and got me. And that's how it is with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. What? They love us so much. Wherever we are, whatever we're in, they are in there with us. They come see about us, and they help walk us out of it.
Look at the deal now. They always there.
Always.
Meditation calls you to be conscious of their presence. Say, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. Right? I say, Lord, come on, help me attack this pain. Lord, you already said, by your stripes I'm healed. Jesus, you said, by your stripes I'm healed. You didn't say, by my stripes.
Right.
Let me help you now. Can you see why religion will keep you from getting healed? Religion tell you, you can get healed based on you.
You keep.
Well, you done done all the things. You done done all the things. You done done. No.
Right, wait.
Your healing is not about what you can do.
Right.
Your healing is about what he's already done.
He says.
Come on now. Can you see meditation now? The enemy wants you to feel bad because you're sick.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Get excited because you're finna get a testimony.
Yes, you are.
You're finna get a testimony now, right? The enemy attacked. Watch it. The enemy trespass on private property.
We got 3 minutes before you get started on another one.
The enemy trespass
on private property.
And Jesus and the Holy Ghost say, come on, team up with us and let's do something about it. Family.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes.
Every week. A nugget now. A nugget to be aggressive with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Remember, discipleship now is that love affair where you're learning who you are as a son.
Yes.
It's not,
yes.
Listen now.
Yes.
The purpose for the discipleship is sonship.
Yes, it is.
Right? Jesus was trained to be a son. He wants you to enjoy sonship with him.
Yes, he does.
He wants you to enjoy sonship with him.
Amen.
Do something for us. Share this. Ain't that right? Can you share this? Share this. You got some friends that need to know about this love affair and discipleship.
Yes.
Share it. Come on. Get it out there with us. Help us get this word out about discipleship, the love affair, where there's no condemnation. The love affair, where you understand you private property.
Amen.
You are private property, and when anything come against you, it trespass against what Jesus paid. for you to enjoy. Here he comes. We got a minute. Let's agree. Say, Father.
Father.
I am so excited.
I am so excited.
I realize.
My future.
Is in my mouth. And I begin to get it.
In my presence.
With meditation.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Love y'all.
Amen.
See you next week.
Be blessed.
Hallelujah.